Kinder, seid ihr alle da?
What's one thing that you would put in the integrations course for Austria, like a how-to Austria?
You asked why I ended up living in Austria?
Yeah.
It was for the very reason that I got naked with an Austrian in the Austrian sauna culture.
Yeah?
Vicky, yeah!
And it was love at first nipple. Like, if I had five pieces and I'm like, ich hab nur ein paar Dinge, kann ich vorher dir gehen? And he was like, fünf Dinge, nah.
Heil, liebe Internationals. Man darf heil nur unter vier Situationen sagen.
You're making people very nervous right now.
Ja, ist gut.
In Tirol ist es immer noch üblich, heil zu sagen, wenn man sich begrüßt.
Echt?
Ja.
They're all on coke.
So, hier hat jemand gesagt, wahrscheinlich Wiener, ihr habt auch einen Boscher. Österreichische Drinks, die man kennen muss.
First, how to Austria. It's very confusing, but this store called Triple X Lutz is not a massive porn store.
Werbung. Diese Podcast-Folge ist von der Independent-Bierbrauerei Otterkringer gesponsert. Vielen Dank für die Collab. Euer Independent-Bier mit eurem Independent-Podcast. Oh yeah. Und jetzt geht's los mit der Folge. Werbung Ende.
Yo, TWG. G. Safe, gang.
Yo. Der eine aus Australien, der andere aus Wien.
TWG.
Jacob and Gabriel spitting bars and farts. Der eine redet schlechtes Englisch, der andere scheiß Deutsch. We spitten here, the rhymes so fresh.
Kommt, verschwindet ganz schnell, sonst clasht's.
Yo.
TWG represent.
Schrebergarten, ne? How do you say it?
Sag's nochmal.
Schrebergarten. Now, how is it? How do you say it properly? Come on.
I think you have a bird in your head. Tiny bird.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Das fand ich gut eigentlich. Das war ein geiler Rap.
What's going with my mic here?
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
My mic keeps running away from me. Like,
so, Leute, die Show geht weiter. Entspannt euch.
Come on. Okay. Gabriel. You wanted to ask the audience something, right? Kick things off. Let's get them involved. We're doing all the work here, which we probably should, because they paid tickets.
Das
hey, come on, you get them involved.
So, wir gehen jetzt eigentlich in den Hauptteil des Abends. Ja? How to Austria. Ja? Wir probieren im Podcast immer herauszufinden, wie es in Österreich ist, wie man lebt, wie man tut, wie man macht, die Kultur ein bisschen mit Schmäh herauszufinden.
Ja.
Und in dieser Folge probieren wir das auch, na. Und wir fragen jetzt euch mal was, aber davor mag ich, dass ihr noch ein bisschen wieder aufwacht vom Ding. Also, wir machen jetzt, welcher Block lauter ist, ja? Was ist mit meinem Block? Wie laut könnte es sein?
Okay, they may be Vikings, but we're fucking Australians. Let's go!
Okay, Leute, Vikings, wo seid ihr?
Fucking Swedish. Oh, IKEA. We have IKEA. We have the beach.
Waterloo. What is that?
That's all we know about Sweden.
Oh, you step on my Lego. So, Leute.
Step on my Lego?
Yeah.
Lego doesn't come from there.
Ah, shit. Sorry.
We do have somebody Swedish actually in the crowd, yeah?
Wirklich?
Yeah. Woo! He's a Viking? Oh, that's why you...
It's for real.
That's why
no,
you...
No, it's for real.
She's very proud of that fact.
Yeah.
I think that may be one of the reasons she married you, mate.
Yeah. Bruder, wenn du gute Snooze hast, melde dich dann bei mir.
Is he really good at putting together IKEA furniture? And raping and pillaging villages? at the same time.
Und wieso fehlt immer eine Schraube?
I'm just gonna make a Billy bookcase while pillaging and raping. Okay.
So, wir sind eine internationale Crowd, Leute. Wer ist nicht aus Österreich? Macht mal Lärm. So, wir gehen jetzt. Wer ist aus einem Nachbarland?
Oh, that one I'm interested in. Nachbarländer. Does somebody want to represent? Yeah. Fella, you've got good music taste. Go on. Where are you from? No, no.
From the neighborhood Hungary.
You're Austrian. Yeah.
No, I'm from Hungary.
Hey, gut gewählt.
Yeah, Hungary. You guys have like become the most popular country in Europe lately. Like, yeah. Especially with the dance from your health minister.
Indeed.
That was one amazing dance.
Yeah.
And I was like watching the video, I'm like, when's he gonna stop? He just kept going. Did everybody see that video? Yeah. It's amazing. Everybody's social feeds have just got Hungary health minister dancing.
Fand ich gut.
We're all in a really weird algorithm at the moment.
Aber was ich auch gut fand, ich glaube, Matja hat dann irgendwann gesagt, er mag auch nach Österreich und dann das Internet, he wants the Austrian-Hungary Empire back. Und alle, hey. Nein, schön, dass du da bist. Wie lange bist du schon hier? Oder extra für den Podcast von Budapest gekommen?
No, I'm from Budapest, but listening to the podcast for a year now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stabil, Applaus.
Stabil.
Ich bin froh, dass du Budapest gesagt hast, weil nichts anderes hätte ich tatsächlich gekannt. Ja.
Yeah, they always say it with a very heavy S, like Budapest.
Budapest, oder?
It's Budapest. Yeah,
yeah, Budapest.
Yeah. Gabriel, stop trying. Where are you from in Hungary?
Sorry?
Where are you from in Hungary?
From Budapest.
Oh, you're from Budapest. You're an original Budapester.
Yeah, like full okay. Born there, live there. Yeah.
Good on you, buddy.
Buda, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Obvious, bro. Obvious.
Okay, good. Glad that you're listening to the podcast. Who else we got from the Ausländers? Yeah,
hier
okay, right next to next to him. Let's go right there. It's easy for Felix. He needs
ich
a break.
Ich bin aus Deutschland. Ich glaube, das zählt nicht.
Wow.
Now, ich liebe ja Deutschland.
Let's get started on that topic.
Ich liebe Deutschland. Ich liebe Deutschland.
I mean, why doesn't it count?
Wie
bleib
bitte?
Auf Deutsch.
Doch, doch, doch. Alles Deutschland liebe ich.
Ja,
von wo bist du?
Von der Schwäbischen Alb. Aus der Nähe von Stuttgart.
Hey. Oh, we have another Schwäbe.
Ich glaube, wir haben hier ein paar Schweben. Hier brabbelt's auch.
Okay, and how do you feel about your time in Austria?
I love it.
You can be honest. This is a safe space.
No, I really do love it. I wouldn't go back to Germany, but I really love it being in Austria.
Ja, das wissen wir.
Yeah? Yeah? What do you love about it? Like, tell us, what's one thing that you would put in the integrations course for Austria, like a how-to Austria, for Germans specifically?
Was ist für dich typisch österreichisch?
Es geht sich nicht aus.
Yeah. Ja,
gute Phrase. Ja. Die kriegt einen
Applaus. Das haben wir haben das nicht im Deutschen. Ich habe das oft mal versucht irgendwie, aber wenn man das einmal drin hat und ich rede mit meinen Eltern und es gibt keine vergleichbaren Sprech dafür. Das gibt es nur im Österreichischen, ja.
Do your parents get upset when you say something like that? Like, geht sich nicht aus. And they're like, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Get out of my house.
Die Deutschen lieben die Österreicher. Ich glaube nur, die Österreicher lieben die Deutschen nicht.
See?
Yeah.
Look at that, Austria. Yeah. You don't need to fight anymore. You can let it go. All this anxiety that
haben
you
wir,
have.
Haben wir hier noch, vielen Dank, wie heißt du nochmal?
Eva.
Eva, danke.
Well done, Eva.
Können wir ganz kurz noch mal zu Buda und Pest gehen? Was ist für dich typisch österreichisch, Bro?
How quickly things
Gulasch, oder?
Yeah. Gulasch is another topic. The issue with gulasch is for us that's definitely a soup. And it's very weird that here it's not a soup.
Nein, es ist keine Suppe. Es ist eine Gulasch-Suppe dann. Erdäpfelsuppe vielleicht, ja.
Yeah.
Was ist für dich typisch österreichisch?
How quickly things get done. Like for us, a normal Baustelle for a road, it takes forever.
Wirklich?
Takes forever. Here, everything is so quick.
Im Land der Gemütlichkeit wagst du es, das zu sagen?
Crazy.
Did you not hear the cocaine discussion?
Oh, wow. Ja, vielleicht haben wir so ein bisschen weniger Korruption als mit Orban. Vielleicht, ich weiß es nicht.
Ein bisschen weniger.
Wirklich, nur ein bisschen, das meine ich unironisch. Ja. Bei uns heißt es nur Freundalwirtschaft. Ja. Ist dann einfach ein anderes Wort. Ja.
Okay, Different branding. All right, let's. Who else is not from here? Let's keep moving. All right, we've got some hands over here. Like, just throw it to one of them. It doesn't matter which one.
Das stimmt gar nicht.
Huh?
Wir müssen da nochmal deinen Block hier bearbeiten.
Yeah, but Felix is Pushen on this side. Schon. Felix is on this side. We don't want to make him run.
Doch, doch, ist gut.
Don't make Felix run. All right, everybody go with it. Felix.
Applaus für Felix!
Yay! Okay.
So, hier hat jemand, wo? Gehen wir mal in den Block. Wer ist von hier nicht aus Österreich? Haben wir jemanden von Oversea, heißt das, sagt er immer? Oversea da hinten? Wo? Da? Ja, von, du?
From Oversea?
Oversea?
Overseas?
Nein, ist Oberösterreich, oder? Spaß. Oversea?
The over the sea? Who is from Oversea?
Hallo, grüß dich.
Ja, hallo. I'm from India.
India.
Wow.
Cool.
It's going to be one of the furthest. Anybody can beat India from distance here? Not in terms of country.
New Zealand, das weiter geht's nicht. Weiter geht's nicht.
Cool. Ecuador.
Oh, wow, jetzt aber.
My geography is not
Hola,
so good.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Oh, wow. Gracias.
You've lost him.
Nein. Sie liebt es hier zu sein.
Okay. So you're from India.
Yes.
So what's the biggest... I would love to know your biggest culture clash that, or your culture shock that you had when you came here.
Biofrische. Ja, einer musste es sagen, sorry.
Sundays, just nothing is open on Sundays is a big one.
Yeah, yeah.
That, yes. Yeah.
How do you feel on Sundays? Does that depress you that nothing's open, or are you kind of like happy?
Yeah, a little bit, mm-hmm. little bit.
What do you do on Sundays then? Do you just kind of sit there and...
No plan better. So run on Saturday evenings
yeah.
to grab groceries yeah. and yeah. stuff. And yeah,
right before it closes.
Wenn dir wirklich fad ist, Sonntag Praterstern Pilla. Das ist echt nochmal eine andere Action.
No, that means you're sadistisch, oder?
Ja, da ist man auf ganz wilden,
ja, auf
wilden Dingen drauf.
Wirklich?
Wirklich? Als ich in Wien 99 angekommen bin, war um 12. 99? Ich war da 4? Der Jacob ungefähr.
You're also great at math.
Ja. Ich kann zeichnen und
that
rechnen.
That sounds like the Middle Ages. The shops opening till midday.
Ja.
Jeez. Okay.
And what, habt ihr noch einen Taler?
And what's typical Austrian for you? What would be in the integrations course that you would teach somebody? They just turn up here and they're like, I got no fucking idea what's going on. I don't know what they're saying to me. What would you say?
I would say to not take the Austrian unfriendliness seriously.
Uh-huh.
Because when you approach them and you have to approach them, they are so nice.
Yeah, okay.
And they're quite friendly.
Yeah.
Bravo!
Yeah. This is my honest experience.
Das ist dein Applaus.
Just say hello.
You're getting
hello.
More applause than us for that statement.
Yeah, just say hello and don't be intimidated.
What, just go up to somebody on the street and say hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, hello. I like birds. Do you have a bird?
You have a bird?
Yeah.
You have a bird?
You have a bird in your head?
Just learn some phrases. It's not that hard.
Yeah?
A little bit hard, but practice them.
Okay.
Duolingo or whatever.
But you speak several languages. That's easy for you to say.
I know, but Deutsch is hard.
Yeah, Deutsch is hard.
Yes.
Deutsch is hard.
But it's fine. Just say, I don't speak German in German and it's fine. You yeah. know, you would be surprised the positive response
yeah.
you can get.
That's great advice.
This is what I would put in the integrations course.
Okay, I like
cool,
it.
Cool, danke. So, wir hatten...
We had Ecuador. Though.
Ja, Ecuador, das Ecuador? Stimmt. Was würdest du in den Integrationskurs packen?
Umgang mit Bürokratie und Ämtern in Österreich. Formulare 1.0.
Ja. Hat jemand Emma 2412 gesehen? Das ist keine Satire-Show tatsächlich. Das ist real life. So läuft's ab. Ich habe Inside-Informationen.
What is that? What? Explain it. Is anybody else also confused by what he just said? Yeah, there
ja,
you go.
Aber,
explain it.
Ja, die
go, come on.
We Emma 2412 ist eine wahnsinnig bekannte Satire-Show von Alfred Dorfer, okay, Monika Weinzettel, ja, Roland Thüringer, die quasi, die Frau Knackerl, die in der MA 2412, das haben sie so genannt, Weihnachten halt, einfach das Magistratsleben persifliert haben. Es war wahnsinnig beliebt, es war eine Sitcom basically, so Anfang der 2000er Jahre, glaube ich, bis so 2008 oder so, war urbeliebt. Weil sie halt wirklich eigentlich basically das dargestellt haben, was wirklich ist. Also, kennt jemand von euch Asterix, Obelix, wo sie, glaube ich, in Rom sind, Passierschein? Genauso ist es halt wirklich.
I'm getting more and more confused.
Kennst du nicht Asterix und Obelix?
I don't know how we do this podcast
together. Habt ihr Fernsehen in Australien?
Yeah, Asterix and Obelix.
Oder Comics.
I only know it from comics, yeah. We didn't have a television.
Yeah, different age gap.
Yeah, but Asterix and Obelix I know, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Da gibt es eine ganz bekannte Folge, wo sie irgendein Passierschein, wie heißt der? 38. You see, bitch. I own the place.
You're my team, people. Okay,
und da werden
great.
Sie halt die ganze Zeit hin und her geschickt und das zeigt halt sehr gut, wie die fucking Bürokratie hier funktioniert.
Okay, but I don't.
Aber hast du einen Tipp, wie man damit umgeht? Einfach, scheiß drauf, oder?
Die Beamtenseele streicheln.
Ah.
Weil man muss, also zum Beispiel, du darfst nie sagen, warum ist irgendetwas noch nicht fertig, sondern du fragst nach dem Stand der Bearbeitung.
Ah, das ist gut, ja. Ich finde, das ist ein Applaus wert. Guter Advice. Tipp. Ja.
It made it into our integration course. We'll put it in there. All right.
So, zwei machen wir noch schneller. Wer ist von wo?
Wer ist von wo?
Okay. Nicht
who's from anywhere?
Oversea? No, Oberösterreich?
But we can also have an Austrian. We can have a few Austrians.
Da haben wir einen. Hier bin ich der Steiermark.
I'm from the U.S.
Yeah.
Ihr seid
in Australia, actually.
Na, Spaß.
Yeah. Most recently from Australia, 6 years.
What a mix.
But I was from Canberra, so... It, yeah.
You're a super confident human being, yeah. Right?
Doesn't count.
Like, Australia and the U.S.
I have both passports, but...
You can sell anything.
Yeah, I have both
and
passports.
And you're fucking thinking you're
get
awesome.
Get off my porch!
Do you miss guns here?
I've been to a shooting range.
Yeah? No, this is interesting, but what's it like there?
It's
are there other Americans just full of American tourists? Not one Austrian to be seen, no. Just Americans.
Just myself and a Bosnian friend.
Yeah. They've got an American discount. Okay. And
yeah, so you go to a shooting range here, and you know they don't ask any questions, they don't check your ID. They just give you headphones and
what,
off
to listen
you go.
To Mariah Carey or what?
Yeah.
What are you doing with the headphones? To block out the sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, to block out the sound.
Yeah, I should exactly. know that probably. But okay, and interesting. Were there, what kind of other people did you see there?
Other Austrians dressed up in their, you know, Auf dem Land garb.
Lederhosen.
Their Lederhosen.
Were you kind of the odd one out because you didn't have your Lederhosen on? Turn up at the gun range, you got to wear your Lederhosen.
Yeah. Needed to dress the part. Yeah.
Like a real man. Okay, good. Interesting.
Ja, aber well, welchen Advice hast du außer Guns? and roses?
Advice. Go to the shooting range.
Yeah. Yeah.
To let out all your frustration.
Ja, aber darauf ging's ja. Hast du einen Advice für uns?
Staring into your eyes or into the, you know, your guest's eyes when you're choosing, I think is important thing to know.
Das habe ich nicht verstanden.
So.
Erklär mal auf Deutsch, Jacob.
So.
Staring at the eyes habe ich verstanden.
Ach so. Okay. Because if we're going to do it in German, it's got to begin with a so. In Österreich stand wir ganz lang when you're cheersing each other, right? This is something very unique. In Germany, they do it as well. And also Eastern Europe, you do it as well, no? You look in each other's eyes. And this is really weird when you first do it. Because the way people stare at you so intensely, as if they're going to shoot you, like as in when they cheers you and they don't let you drink until you've done it as well. This is very strange the first time you have it.
Ja, aber es ist wahnsinnig wichtig, weil auf der anderen Seite ist nie wieder schlechter Sex haben zum Beispiel, für immer schlechter Sex.
But is that true? Have you had that experience? Like, is it?
Da mal ich lieber jemanden.
Did it happen after this art draw me like one of your Austrian girls situation?
Nein.
The bad sex thing?
Maybe echt, ist das so verwirrend für die nicht aus Österreich? Ist das so arg?
Ja,
das,
klar. Ja. So, what's
warum
your
hier? Können wir hier, bitte? Danke. Danke, Applaus für dich.
Thank you. She doesn't want to say anything.
No, I can. I just know. I'm an Irish person, so I think the most important thing is just to say cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are the pro drinkers. Like these they're all like kids compared to you guys in Ireland.
Okay.
But like looking deep in somebody's eyes when you're about to drink.
No, that's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a custom here that we've all learned to do. I practiced every time I drink.
Aber ich finde, das Wichtigste ist nämlich nicht, dass man sich in die Augen starrt, sondern dass sie sich, dass dich die Österreicher, Österreicherinnen während des Starrprozesses darauf aufmerksam machen, dass man sich anschaut, nämlich immer so. Ja. Du schaust eh, gell? Du schaust eh. Schau mir an, Alter. Schau mir an.
Schau mir an, Alter.
Schau mir an, Alter. Süß, das finde ich gut. Hey, danke dir. Ja, dann kommen wir zu unseren Tipps, oder? Wohl, da hinten war noch ein Neuseeländer, den noch schnell, den noch schnell.
In New Zealand, that's practically Australia. It's like this Austrian-German thing, no?
Ja. Also wir danken dir jedenfalls für Herr der Ringe, vielen Dank dafür.
Okay, here we go. Tell us, how did you end up here?
What have you got? Give me your best ones. Come
how
on.
Did you end up here?
Huh?
How did you end up here tonight?
Wie sich das Englisch plötzlich verändert. Ist euch das aufgefallen?
Hey, mate, how the fuck did you end up here?
Sheep fucker!
Jesus! Cunt! Sorry, went too far.
Bro.
Went too far.
For the uninitiated, this is like the equivalent of Germany and Austria, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
the New Zealand.
But we love each other.
Yeah. What would be your culture shock here? What was the biggest culture shock for you?
How long have we got? It's very, like, I mean, you've probably experienced it. It's very opposite to our kind of standard culture.
Yeah.
I think Kiwis are pretty laid back, as are Aussies.
Yeah.
The thing I struggled the most with, I think, initially was the German stare, which the Austrians have got down pat as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, was? Ich hab nur deutscher Bulle verstanden. German Steer, ein Stier, ein richtig kräftiger Bulle.
Yes.
Can you elaborate, please?
The holding, the intense look that you get from people just as you pass by, they just bore a hole into you. And
ich frage mich,
where we are from, if you stare, if you look that intensely at someone, you're asking for a fight.
Yeah, but
and so it's very difficult to interpret because someone's staring at you and like, do you want to go, bro? Like, are we about to go outside? But they're just checking you out, and it's
so in your first couple of months, you just kept ending up in fights with all these random Austrians that were just walking along, trying to acknowledge you as a human being. And you're like, you want to go, mate?
It's like,
you want to fucking go outside?
Dich hätte ich gerne in dem Vogelszenario gesehen. Aber da frage ich mich hier alle. Schaut sie euch nicht an in euren Ländern? Also ich meine, wir schauen uns einfach gerne an in die Augen. Das ist höflich.
Ja, yeah, right, okay.
Und dann, wenn wir uns wegdrehen, sagen wir, das ist ein Arschloch. Das ist ein gefästes Arschloch.
Yeah, that's key. That's important. That comes in the package.
Yeah.
Right, if you're buying that, you've got to have that too. But the thing for me, and for New Zealander, I reckon you'd get it as well, that when you ask people, how are you? Because in Vigets, like you go into a meeting or something or into a room or you meet new people.
Oh God,
and you're like, Vigets, dear. And they're like, why you ask me that? I'm okay, I guess. Actually, I'm not okay.
Yeah, I'm not okay.
They really don't, like this small talk, how we, like the Irish do it as well. Well, you don't really mean, how are you? You don't want to know. Like you're just asking it as a greeting. It's like it's our staring in the eyes thing. You know, we ask them, how you going? And they just stare at you like... And they're actually saying, how you going with it? They're like... And that's their how you going. There we go. We culturally decoded.
Thank you, Dion.
All right. So here we go. I've got, how many you got? I got four. Four integrations, how to Austria. Yeah. Ready? Here we go. You going first?
Na, fang du ruhig an.
Okay. First, how to Austria. It's very confusing, but this store called Triple X Lutz is not a massive porn store. It's fucking confusing.
Bravo!
That
bravo,
is so confusing. You're walking, you're going along the highway, and then you're like, Triple X Lutz, you're like, fuck, that's a big porn store. That's a big sex toy store. It's very confusing. And it's got this massive chair out the front. And you're like, what kind of kinks they got here?
Red chair.
And there's no handcuffs on the chair, you know? So, and then you go in and there's just furniture. And that's very confusing. You're looking for the sex toys. You ask the attendant, Entschuldigung, wo sind sex Spielzeuge? You know, where's the dildos?
Wollt holen Sie ein Dildo? Renate, der Herr möchte dann Dildo.
Nicht schon wieder. Nicht noch ein New Zealander. You're sitting, you're humping the couch in store, testing it out. It's very confusing. So this is the first thing, because I know a lot of Ausländer are going into Triple X Lutz and they're looking for sex toys.
Allein, dass du Triple X Lutz sagst, macht mich schon kirre, Mann. Wirklich, wer sagt das so? XXX Lutz.
I'm sorry, but in a country where
you're... Und diese Familie ist Kulturgut.
In a country...
Okay, die Oma wurde zwar schon viermal ausgewechselt, aber sie sind unsere Familie.
Your Oma also shops there as well. But any country that has such long words like Austria, I'm not going to say XXX Lutz. That's very long. Like, that takes up a lot of time. Do you want to go to XXXX Lutz? Fuck, I put an extra X in there, sorry.
Like, aber meine Mutter
just so you
ist
don't confuse
besser.
It as a sex toy store.
Meine Mutter ist noch besser. Die haben ja auf der Mariehilferstraße ein Restaurant und sie sagt immer, geh mal XXX Mittagsmenü.
And the Ausländer at the table was like, oh, fuck, you're right, yeah.
I knew the Austrians are into that.
Yeah, that's why I moved here. All that German porn, the Austrians are in. Yeah, anyway, that's a very confusing thing. Don't go in there looking for sex
toys. Danke dafür, stark. Ja, das wird jetzt schwierig nachzulegen, muss ich sagen. Das wird schwierig, aber ich... Na, es geht nicht. Aber ich habe drei TV-Shows mitgebracht, die man kennen muss. Und das würde ich in meinen Integrationskurs geben, ja, von Österreich. Nummer eins, wir haben schon mal drüber gesprochen. Helmi. Helmi.
What's Helmi?
Wir haben vor zwei Folgen darüber gesprochen.
This was this round thing.
Ja, right? Der Alien, der auserkoren wurde, in Österreich den Menschen beizubringen, wie man sich im Straßenverkehr zu verhalten hat. Ja.
He's a very intense character, this
Helmi. Das ist wirklich ein Schlingel.
Okay, ja. But can you explain it for the internationals in the room, please?
Also, liebe Internationals.
Better than you did the last show. Ja. Fucking hell, that was horrible.
Helmi, das ist ein weißes Wesen, ein weißes Alienwesen mit einem wunderschönen great. Roten
even
Kopf.
Austria's imagination, Helmi, even the aliens einen, are white.
Ja.
Fucking racist.
Yes, yes, but the alien needs to be white, okay? Okay, don't joke about the color, yes? White. But the red helmet. To give it the touch, the X-X-X
it looks nice.
Touch.
No, because it's Austria flag, right? Red and white.
Yeah. Yeah. Und dieser Alien hatte wahnsinnig lang eine TV-Show auch im Fernsehen, wo er Kindern, ich hoffe, dass die Main Audience Kinder waren, beigebracht hat, wie man über die Straße geht, wie man die Ampel lesen kann, wie man den Straßenverkehr liest, so was es heißt, wenn jemand bei der Ambulanz so macht und was es heißt, wenn ein Österreicher so macht. Das hat er dir beigebracht.
Okay, so you're telling me that it was a show that taught kids rules. It was a cartoon that kids watched.
Nein, es war kein Cartoon, es war so ein ORF-Animation.
It's a real alien? Like a real round alien?
Ja, das war eine Live-Doku. Er sitzt here, mittlerweile in Pension, auf der Donauinsel, FKK-Bereich.
And here, the round little alien fella. White and red cap.
Also Helm ist auf jeden Fall, das ist ein Flex, da könnt ihr vor den anderen international friends angeben.
I mean, you could try harder with the name though, Helmy, because he wears a helmet.
Yeah.
Could have done better. The creative department really saved there on the fucking creative. But I've just noticed that Austria has a lot of things red and white. Like you have a, you like to use red a lot.
Ja, warum glaubst du, Chico?
Yeah, I know why, but it's not like every country is using their flag colors for everything, you know? Color coding.
Schauen wir mal nach Amerika, also.
Because also XXX Lutz is red and white colors, you know?
Ja, gute, ich weiß nicht.
Yeah, you use red a lot. There you go. It's very angry color red.
Die österreichische Flagge rot-weiß-rot kommt angeblich davon, ich habe dir das, glaube ich, mal erzählt, dass irgendein Habsburger irgendwann...
Had a period.
...im Mittelalter, nein, er war in der Schlacht, am Schlachtfeld und er hatte ein weißes Kostüm an.
Ja.
Und hatte hier einen, eine große Schärpe, einen Gürtel. Und er hat so viele Menschen getötet, um Österreich zu verteidigen, mhm, dass er voller Blut bespritzt war. Und als er die Schärpe runtergenommen hat, war nur noch dieser weiße Streifen und dann war rot, weiß, rot.
Mhm. Was that in Helmy?
Das war
Helmy. Helmy explain that?
Das war Helmy. Bullshit. Und er ist halt eine Legende, Leute. Okay, ich war nicht dabei.
That's a good one. What's
so,
the next TV show?
Die nächste TV-Show, die ihr kennen müsst, müsst, ja. Tom Turbo, ihr habt es schon gehört. Und wisst ihr, was das Allerschönste ist? Und das können wir jetzt sagen.
Who doesn't know what Tom Turbo is? Anybody? Okay, can somebody explain Tom Turbo quickly? It, because I really want to see somebody explain Tom Turbo. Like, Tom Turbo is one crazy character. That would definitely hire, like,
so, Thomas Brezina so was definitely hired. So we have a bicycle with big clips from a Schlauch. Yes? And it has some magic tricks, you know. And this bicycle can do 111 tricks, I think.
111?
Yes, 111.
That's very specific.
Yeah.
Why does he live in the zoo?
He's a friend of the police. He solves crime. He lives in the zoo. That's actually right, yeah.
But why does he live in the zoo?
Because the criminals, they're animals. They're shooting antelopes in the zoo. That's why, the criminals shooting antelopes in the zoo.
Ah, okay.
Ja.
What?
Hast du davon nicht
like
gehört,
Schönbrunn Zoo?
Dass irgendjemand in Schönbrunn einfach eine Antilope abgeknallt hat an?
But is he behind bars or is he outside, like roaming around?
Nein, er und Tom Prezina haben ihr Geheimversteck im Schönbrunner Zoo. Und dieses...
This has really started a conversation here. Everybody explaining what the fuck Tim...
Tom Turbo Ultras.
Very controversial figure in Austria.
Es ist wirklich, dieses Fahrrad muss man kennen, ja?
Ja.
Das Fahrrad ist wirklich, es fährt halt nur nie jemand. Das Fahrrad fährt selber, ohne die Pedale zu bewegen.
This was
also du siehst, es ist schwierig mit den Tom Turbo.
And this was before the cocaine days in Austria.
Ja.
Wow.
Okay. Und es trinkt Schmieröl. Was ist Schmieröl auf Englisch? Smearöl?
Oil.
Oil?
Crude oil.
Crude oil, yeah.
He'd be fucked at the moment, wouldn't he, with the Strait of Hormuz. I knew you'd like that one.
Tom Turbo, Trick 111, open the Strait of Hormuz.
Breaking news, Tom Turbo has a shortage, is rationing his fuel, his crude oil.
Und Tom Turbo hatte Erzfeinde, Fritz Phantom zum Beispiel.
Okay.
Und es ist einfach wirklich eine... legendäre Figur. Mit Helmy würde ich sagen, muss man kennen. Aber wir kommen jetzt zum Platz.
Can I just ask, who loved Tom Turbo as a kid? Oh, wow, that's sweet. Yeah, Thomas Brezina, the author of the, or the creator, he's well loved here. Like, you got to check him out. If
ja, und sollen wir euch was verraten? Nächste Woche kommt Thomas Brezina in unseren Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Und ich glaube, meine erste Frage wird sein, ich meine, es ist natürlich eine Zuschauerfrage, ob er gekifft hat, als er ihn geschrieben hat. Das hat einen Zuschauer interessiert. Ja. Nicht mich, ein Zuschauer. Da freue ich mich drauf. Good. Hoffentlich hört er die Folge nicht. So, und das Dritte ist... Hallo Kinder, seid ihr alle da?
Das ist der Kasperl.
Es ist echt ein weirder Podcast, ja, muss ich echt sagen. Ja. Es ist Kasperl und Pezi, kennst du die?
Yeah, Kasper. Yeah, everybody knows Kasper, no? Does anybody not know Kasper? You are a lucky man. If you've never seen a Kasper and Patsy, then you have missed something traumatic in life. It's very violent. Have you ever noticed this?
No.
And when kids see it, like, they're always hitting that witch. Like, because it's a puppet show, essentially, where there's this character called...
Kasperl.
Yeah. And Patsy. What's Patsy again?
It's a bear.
Is he?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a bear.
Doch, doch, er ist ein Bär.
This is a fucked up bear. Once again, creative department saves some money there. And anyway, they end up hitting a witch and stuff. It's very violent. And the
Sie
kids are like...
Abenteuer.
The kids going nuts. It's like...
Eine schöne Heldengeschichte, Alter. Das ist wie Frodo und Sam von Herr der Ringe.
No, but it's super violent. Like, when you go to a live show of it, because they have all these live shows, the kids get super hyped up and they start... It's almost like a riot.
Ja, sie
like,
they're going to so, take over alle. The stage. Kasper!
Yeah. They're like, fucking hit the witch. Kill him.
Beat the witch, man. Burn him.
Slash him. It's really, it's
yeah,
really
it's
dark.
Brutal. Also, yeah.
But in the cartoon, was it nice? Is it a nice cartoon? He's leaving. He hates Kasperl.
Yeah.
He's like fucking. Okay.
I hate Kasperl. I'm Tom Turbo Man. Ja, Kasperl und Pezi kann man auf jeden Fall auch kennen. Und wenn ihr die drei Charakter kennt, Tom Turbo, Kasperl und Pezi, sind eigentlich vier und Helmi. Yeah. Vorbei.
You understand a lot from Austria if you know these. Okay, my next one. So, you know, in the metro here, or the bus, or the tram, any kind of public transport, really, they have a thing here. They have, they love quiet here in Austria, in Vienna specifically. I can't speak for the rest of Austria, but it's a quiet country. Anyway, in the public transport, they have this thing where they really hate it, and Gabriel will flip out when I say it. When you hear somebody's conversation on a phone, no? You hate it. As in when people are talking on the phone in the U-Bahn, which is very, I don't know, in other countries, maybe somebody can back me up here, that's not necessarily something that pisses people off in other countries. Like India, would somebody get really, like, start giving you the, like, eyes like they're gonna kill you, like Tom Turbo eyes, if you started talking on the phone in India? On the metro? Okay, so... Yeah. So it's the complete opposite of Austria.
Yes, but I don't mind it at all.
Yeah. Du sprichst immer mit Entschuldigung, kannst du das nochmal wiederholen? Was war das Problem mit dir?
Yeah, on the trains in India, even on the long journeys, this is short journeys, but the long ones, I have videos of people sitting behind me discussing their whole business, and then someone discussing, but it's absurd how loud they are. It's amazing that they don't mind that the whole train can hear every single word in full clarity. It's not even that you can miss one sentence of what they are saying. So you can't be without headphones. If you're visiting India, do not go to India without noise-canceling headphones. Please, please. Invest in really good ones.
Your tip is not immerse yourself in the culture. No. It's rather put those fucking headphones in and don't take them out until you get on the plane to go
exactly.
home.
Exactly.
Ja, meine drei Geheimziffern waren 7. Drei.
Every time I'm back home for a bit, it's always with the noise-canceling headphones for a long time.
But even what is it planes. Like when you come back to Austria and you're on the
I
metro?
Feel like,
and
like, you know when you're in a concert and you put in plugs yeah. and then someone takes off the plugs?
Yeah.
That's how it feels like to me in Austria, that someone took off the noise plugs of life. It's so quiet.
That's
it's amazing.
Nice. Yeah, well, you're quick. Getting another big clap.
Yeah. Und Zirbenschnaps, wenn du willst. Bravo, bravo.
But the thing I have with this is, like, so they don't like people talking on the phone. There's even big signs from the public transport system, Wiener Linien, you know, we don't want to hear about your latest gespusi, like Susie's and her gespusi or whatever this slogan is. And I always think to myself, yeah, but when you're talking to somebody on the phone, it's the same volume as if you're talking to somebody in real life, right? No, like if you're talking to somebody in the metro, in the U-Bahn, and you're having a conversation with them, nobody gets pissed off. But if you're talking on the phone with somebody and it's like same volume, they get pissed off. So I was thinking a good how-to in Austria is how to, when you're talking on the phone on the U-Bahn, how to disguise it as if you're talking to a person, a stranger in the U-Bahn, right? So I suggest first looking for people that are sleeping. right? So if you find somebody sleeping, you can pretend, just imagine this, right? I want you to really imagine this. You get on the phone, you get on the call, you've got headphones in because nobody knows who you're talking to then. And you just talk to the sleeping person as if it's them you're talking to. My second choice would be the elderly. And my third choice would be the tourists. Like the tourists don't care. They'll talk to you anyway and they'll answer you back. But anyway, this is a how-to in Austria that you really have to overcome. That if you want to talk on the phone, which in the public transport, I think is completely fine. Does it piss anybody off in here, in the room?
Wen stört's, wenn man laut telefoniert? Macht's mal Lärm.
Wow.
Und für wer sagt, Alter, ich darf telefonieren, wo ich will?
Woo!
Okay. Ich find's immer nur, ich hasse es auch und meine Freunde merken das immer, weil ich immer so, ja und dann, habe ich dann, also, ich muss auflegen, sonst kannst du mich gar nicht mehr. Ich hasse nichts mehr als in der
U-Bahn. And the person on the other side is like, was?
Ja, ich so, ich bin immer in der U-Bahn, ich rufe dich dann zurück. Das ist wirklich genau so. Ich hasse nichts mehr. Und was ich auch richtig hasse, ist, wenn du sie dann so anschaust und sie schauen nicht so zurück wie, verpiss dich, gib mir ein bisschen Privatsphäre. Und ich denke mir so, Bro, du bist in der Öffentlichkeit.
Yeah, but you can still have private sphere in the Öffentlichkeit.
Da, das weiß ich nicht.
Why not?
Das weiß ich nicht.
Why not?
Also, ich glaube, das wird noch ein langer Fight. Und die Susi mit Spusi-Kampagne von der Wiener Linien, die braucht noch ein paar Jahre, bis das ankommt.
Yeah, I don't think it will ever ankommen. Because I think it's unnatural for us to be quiet, to be honest. Us humans, we like to talk. We like to be social. Anyway, what's your next How to Austria?
Eins muss ich noch sagen, U-Bahn, ja. Man sieht ja immer, alle Leute sind nur am Handy. Und dann sagen immer, Mann, alle sind am Handy, niemand redet mehr miteinander. Und so, dann denke ich mir, wie war das wohl 1910 in Wien in der BIM?
I don't think they had a BIM.
Doch, hatten sie. Jacob, learn history, bro. Glaubst du, haben alle Zeitung gelesen oder haben sie wirklich miteinander geredet? Ich glaube, niemand hat miteinander geredet. Ich glaube, die haben einfach Zeitung gelesen, ja.
So they have opinions over here. What do you think was going on? Yeah? Well, there you go. It's the same.
No.
It's without a screen.
I've been there, man. I've read the newspaper back then.
I don't know. Scrolling through TikToks, I feel more intelligent when I'm scrolling through that.
So, Leute, next wir one. Kommen zu meinem vorletzten schon. Österreichische Drinks, die man kennen muss. Ja, und mit Drinks meine ich die sogenannten Jugendgetränke, ja, die so schön ausgeschrieben sind. Wer weiß, was ein Himbeerkracherl ist? Die, die es nicht wissen, ja, es ist ein magisches, extrem big, süßes, sprudeliges Getränk. Es ist Himbeer gespritzt, basically. Und das Lustige aber bei Himbeerkracherl ist, sobald man ungefähr, ich würde sagen, 700 Meter in die Höhe schießt, wird es Skiwasser genannt.
Ja.
Ja.
But why? But why do you call it Skiwasser?
Weil man Ski fährt. Weißt du, Jacob, in That's Österreich fair. Fährt man gerne Ski. Und yeah, in yeah. Kufstein sehr viel. Wir haben Himbeerkracherl Skiwasser, ja. Wer kennt von euch, das weiß ich noch von meiner Zeit, wo ich am Badeschiff gearbeitet habe. Das war mein allererster Job mit 15, ein Praktikum. Da wurden Kappi und Obi bestellt. Wer weiß, was das ist? Kappi und Obi.
Kappi ist der Orange Drink, ne?
Ja.
Ja.
Und Obi gespritzt. Ja, ganz genau. Das sind wirklich Oldschool Austrian Marken und auch Namen, wie man Apfelsaft und Orangensaft bestellen kann, gespritzt. Kapi gespritzt? Gibst du mal Kapi gespritzt auf einen Halm, ja? Gibst du mal Kapi gespritzt auf einen Halm, ja? Aber nicht aus der Leitung, ja? So. Magst du auf der Leitung? Nein. Und Obi gespritzt. Also das sind wirklich Dinge, wenn ihr die sagt, dann weiß jeder, der kennt sich aus.
So you mean, to be integrated, we've got to order these things at the... You know, when we're up in the mountains, we got to drink Skiwasser, Himbeerkrackel.
Crackle.
When we're at Badeschiff, we're going to drink...
Himbeerkrackel.
We're going to bring Obi Saft.
I would like to have a Himbeerkrackel, please.
Einmal Himbeerkrackel.
I'm a Himbeerkrackel, please, and can you give me the Kaiser Schmarrn? Is it true that the Kaiser, France, is it France, right? And his wife, Ceci, they eat it a lot, right? Ceci?
Sassy, sassy.
Why do I sound like a southerner in Texas?
Ich spiele right. nicht so gut mit meinem Akzent.
Moving
das
on.
Sind auf jeden
Is
Fall
that
meine
all
Drinks.
Your drinks? Thank
das
you.
Sind die drei God, Drinks.
Thank
ja.
God. Okay, I'm with you. So what's your name? Sorry. Natasha. I'm with Natasha. So I think Austrians are actually nice people. They're just misunderstood. And I've got proof. Two pieces of proof, just two, because we have been sitting here long enough listening to us. Two pieces of proof that this is true. So here in this country, it's the only place I've ever seen it that people will allow you to go in front of the line if you only have a few pieces,
oh.
right, in the supermarket. That kind of supermarket etiquette is very lovely. I think that's fantastic. Like if you have a couple of pieces. But I have had a guy knock me back with five pieces before. Like if I had five pieces and I'm like, ich habe nur ein paar Dinge, kann ich vorher dicken? And he was like, fünf Dinge, nah. Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung. I'm like, you got fucking a whole trolley there, mate. You got a ganzen Einkaufswagen, man. And he was really like, nah, sorry. So it's really, and I think that was fair. I think it's a matter of what's your threshold on how many pieces can the person have to go in front? Is it two? Is it three? What do you reckon? Two, three?
Stell dir vor, er sagt, hättest du zwei? Klar, Bro, komm vor. Aber fünf? Warte, yeah. eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf. Und Zucchini auch? Nee.
Yeah, then she has to type things in. Yeah.
Like, und dann so, dann charge dich noch. Nicht mal Bio, Bro. Do you have a bird?
Zwei Tony Chocolonies? Yeah, that I find really...
Das stimmt nicht. Der Supermarkt, die Supermarktkasse nice. In Österreich ist echt ein interessanter Kosmo.
And the next level of kindness I have in Austria, and I really love this, I really think Austrians are kind people in general. So when you go into a full restaurant or a cafe, in this country... It's very normal to ask somebody, oh, can I sit at your table? Like, if you did that in Australia, like I'm saying, I'm sitting here and then somebody comes up and said, I had it happen to me the other day at a cafe not far from here. And a guy came up and he said, oh, can I have a seat at your table? I'm like, yeah, sure, of course. But if that was in Australia, I would have told him to fuck off. Like, what are you, some kind of maniac? Like, because it's just not... It's not standard around the world that you share a table in a public space with somebody. It's really special.
Ja, aber das muss man dazu sagen, das macht man nur auf großen oder größeren, nicht so kleinen
Nischen.
That's
not true. Like a kleiner, like at the kleiner, kleines Café.
Du nimmst immer dieses kleine Café als Beispiel.
Because it's the smallest Café.
It's a kleine Café, you know, it's very fancy. The kleine Café at Freyung.
It's not fancy at all. Like a spritzer is still €2.90 there. But kleines Café, go there. Who knows the kleinest cafe? How klein is the kleinest cafe? That's gross, man.
Sorry, that was good.
All over your phone.
Like, how klein is kleine cafe, you mean?
How klein can you go? No, how klein is the kleinest cafe? Can I have somebody to describe it? It's very small, right? Like, it's like a really shitty, tiny small dancer. Studio apartment. Essentially, like an Altbau studio apartment. And this place, I've had it so often, and the table's also klein. Because it's a klein.
And the waitress is also 150, I think.
Hello. Can I take your order?
And I've ordered a large beer, and she got me a pfiff. Als nächstes kam das Wiener Schnitzel, aber es war ein Kinder wieder.
Anyway, I find that lovely in Austria. And then sometimes you get stuck with some weird people, but sometimes you get nice people as well and they talk to you. I find that really nice.
Sehr gut.
I've actually made a friend over one of these.
Over the kleine cafe.
That's the only way I make friends. I just go to different cafes and sit at people's tables. I need the kleinest cafe. No, go on. So, what's your last one?
And then also,
go
on mein letztes, dann war's das schon heute mit dem Podcast. Ja. Oh.
No, everybody's like, oh, thank fuck, I want to get home to bed.
God, man. Die Babysitterin hat schon viermal angerufen. So, jetzt wird's ernst. Mm-hmm. Jacob, mit was assoziierst du das Wort heil?
Holy. Oh, I don't want to say that. I'm in Austria. I'll get in trouble.
Was meinst du?
Like, this is literally being recorded. I'll get locked up.
Ja, was meinst du?
They have two reasons to lock me up. One, I'm a scheiß Ausländer, and two, I said that word. I said that word.
That's a typical FPÖ-Wähler.
Anyway.
Ich bin ein bisschen Deep Dive gegangen für die Folge und mir ist aufgefallen, man kann das Wort heil genau in vier Situationen noch sagen.
Heilige? Ja.
So.
Heiliger Abend?
Nein. Heil, Alter. Nur das Wort heil.
But you can join, yeah, okay. You like to join words in German.
Na nix. Heiliger Abend, Alter. Alle wissen, was ich meine. Und nicht den Heiligen Abend, ja.
Okay.
Das ist was ganz anderes. Das ist mein Geburtstag in erster Linie, ja.
They tried to rebrand it with that, but it didn't work.
Hey.
Heiliger Abend.
Heiliger.
Okay, good.
So.
Yeah? Where are you going with this?
Ich schaue ins Publikum. Wer weiß eins zumindest? Aufzeigen, ja. Hier einmal. Können wir hier das Mikrofon haben, bitte? Heil, liebe Internationals. Man darf heil nur unter vier Situationen sagen.
You're making people very nervous right now.
Ja, ist gut.
In Tirol ist es immer noch üblich, heil zu sagen, wenn man sich begrüßt.
Echt?
Ja.
They're all on coke.
So, hier hat jemand gesagt, wahrscheinlich Wiener, ihr habt auch einen Boscher. Aber mit Berg stimmt tatsächlich, man sagt noch Bergheil, wenn man sich am Gipfel trifft, beim Wandern, Bergheil.
Ist das ein Nazi-Mountain?
Nein, tatsächlich nicht. Aber es ist ein brauner Berg.
Ein brauner Berg?
Ja. Bergheil beim Wandern.
Okay.
Als Wunsch, als Gruß, da zum Beispiel. Ja, das ist ja. Nummer eins, Bergheil. Ja,
good.
Das sagt man das tatsächlich
okay,
noch.
We've got some
contenders hier, da vorne, der Herr mit these der wunderschönen...
Boys, these boys are our...
Glatze.
They're like this. They're like the hooligans at the football.
Er hat eine Glatze. Lasst euch davon nicht irritieren.
You know these hardcore fans
okay,
at the football.
Okay. Er hat Springerstiefel. Ich weiß nicht warum. Weiße Schnürsenkeln. Ich weiß. Warum steht da 88? Ja. Spaß. Also.
What? That went dark.
Ja. Das erinnert mich, dass ich früher mal zu einem mit einer Glatze gesagt habe, Scheiß Nazi, und der hat sich mega drüber aufgeregt.
Das verstehe ich.
Petri-Heil.
Ja. Petri-Heil. Wer weiß, was das ist? Du weißt es? Sicher. Ja, sag.
Ja, das ist beim Angeln. Also man wünscht Petri, dem Fischergott.
Wow.
Das klingt ja, wir haben den Game
That's
of Thrones.
That's very specific.
Dem Fischergott.
That's very interesting.
Ja, Petri-Heil sagt man, wenn man einen
this
Fisch
This is really
denkt.
Helping people integrate in this country. All those that want to go fishing.
Was ist, glaubst du nicht, dass man von woanders auch fischt und sagt, so, ich mag jetzt Fischer in Österreich werden? Dann ist das fucking ein geiler Flex, wenn man kommt und sagt, hey, Petri Heil.
Ja, yeah, sure.
Und dann sagt man Petri Dank. Ja.
Petri Dank.
Petri Dank.
And Petri Dish.
Nein, das, wir haben erst zwei fertig. Hier haben wir noch eins. Was haben wir hier?
Ski Heil.
Ski Heil, absolut richtig. Das finde ich aber wack.
What, that's when you meet a Nazi while skiing?
While skiing, exactly. When you need a Nazi on vacation.
You hold your ski up
Kitzbühel.
Like this.
Yeah, but only the
just
right
the
one.
Just the right one.
Ski heil, brother.
Ski heil, man.
Yeah.
Really? But heil, isn't it like
you
to...
You go heil down the mountain.
But what is the actual meaning of the word?
Heil?
Yeah.
Doesn't it gesund
mean yeah, heil, heal, to heal
heil
something.
Is no? Heil is to come down off the mountain and be like...
Red auf Deutsch.
Ja, red auf Deutsch,
du kannst dann einfach heil sein. Heil.
Ja. Wir sagen es jetzt nicht so oft, sonst kippt die Stimmung, würde ich sagen. Aber das ist auf jeden Fall, wo man das wirklich sagt. Und jetzt zu meinem letzten, und da habe ich eine persönliche Geschichte dazu. Mein Opa war nämlich Jäger.
Und somebody listens to the podcast.
Oh,
don't draw attention.
Was sind wir in der Schule? Oh,
die Frau Lehrerin kommt.
Mein Opa, leider Gott hab ihn selig, sagt man dann, ist schon gestorben. Und ich bin mit ihm viel auf die Jagd gegangen in den Wald in der Steiermark. Und ich wusste, ich habe aus der Schule immer so Heil Hitler, Adolf Hitler, Heil ist ein böses Wort, so wie Voldemort, das darf man nicht sagen. Und ich war mit meinem Opa echt oft mit und er hat die ganze Zeit, wollt man's heil? Waldmannsheil gesagt, die ganze Zeit im Wald. Wenn jemand ein Reh erlegt hat zu seinen Jagdkollegen, war immer Waldmannsheil, Waldmannsdank. Das ist immer das gewesen und ich dachte irgendwann, fuck, mein Opa ist Nazi. Nein, ist er nicht. Das ist echt sehr gängig. In erster Linie ist er tot. Also Ben wäre ein toter Nazi.
Wow, you took the mood down there, didn't you?
Und das hat mich immer extrem überrascht, bis er mir das mal irgendwann erklärt hat. Yeah. Und dann habe ich so Petri Heil mal aufgeschnappt. Und finde ich irgendwie witzig, ja. Also das sind auf jeden Fall die vier Heils, die man manchmal vielleicht sagen kann.
Okay, and we are now really coming to the end. This is my last How to Austria, and I'm going to tell it through a story. Very short one, don't worry. So I was walking through the Lobau. Who knows Lobau? Lobau's getting more love than us at this show. But the Lobau, I mean, it's a good thing to show it love. It's a beautiful spot. It's a national park right on the edge of Vienna. Is it even in Vienna's city limits? Nope. He knows. He's a fucking Lobau profi right there.
Oder FKK.
I like this word profi. You can add it onto anything. Eh? Profi. You're a profi, Gabriel. You're a podcast profi. Anyway, and so I was walking in the Lobau along a track and I was hiking. And all of a sudden, a middle-aged man walked across. He was taking his penis for a walk. So he was completely naked in the Lobau. And I've obviously stumbled into the naked part of the Lobau. So the Lobau has a big FKK area and his penis was very large. So that's what I meant by he was taking his penis for a walk because it was so big. And I really felt intimidated at that point. I realized that if a mating selection was to do with size of penis, I was fucked in Austria. But he just walked across all casual. And that's what I was like an Australian, and you got to understand, like a New Zealander would back me up here. We just don't get naked in front of each other. Like I haven't seen my brother naked, I don't think. I've never seen his bare ass. And so seeing this middle-aged man's bare ass with his huge penis was really shocking to me. That was my first confrontation with how comfortable people are with being naked in public here. You know, if you know the sauna culture, the FKK culture, just any part of Austrian culture, you just like getting naked. And the way he said it so casually, then he turned to me and he said, Grüß Gott. He greeted me with Grüß Gott. So casually, as if we were just going for a Sunday walk. And I was just like, yeah, greet your God, sir. I do greet your God. He has endowed you with a great penis. I would be greeting him too if I was you. It was a very strange situation. And I just learned the word Grüß Gott. And I was also very confused on how Austrians use the word Grüß Gott here. They greet God when they see each other. That's a very Austrian thing as well. No, Germany, you don't do it, no? Oh, you Germans do it too?
We do.
Also big penises in Germany. Anyway, but this is something I actually really was like at that point. I spoke to my Austrian friends about it and they were just like, you just got to embrace it, man. You got to embrace it. You got to go for it. Go. And they took me to a sauna thing for this first time. And I agree with them, like embracing, just walking through the Lobau naked and greeting people with a casual Grüß Gott. That's definitely a How to Austria that I would recommend. You don't have to have a big penis for it either. But I like really liberating your body, like coming from a really like, so New Zealander, I'd like to point to you again because you've got similar culture to Australia. We really just don't feel comfortable with our body naked in any situation, even when we're alone, no?
Ja, plötzlich nackt.
The British are prudes, no? Yeah. So Felix is bringing you the microphone now, so you're going to have to tell us something deep and meaningful about how we don't like being naked as Anglo-Saxons.
You asked why I ended up living in Austria?
Yeah.
It was for the very reason that I got naked with an Austrian in the Austrian sauna culture.
Yeah?
Vicky!
And it was love at first nipple.
On my first trip to Vienna at the Überlahr, I got taken to an Austrian sauna.
Yeah, yeah.
Überlahr, yes.
Now, Überlahr works as well. Überlahr works. Come on.
And of course, you know, we've got saunas in New Zealand, and so I had my
Yeah, trunks on. Trunks. You got your Badehosen.
Wirklich?
Yeah, in Australia. Australia saunas. Yeah, like there's this thing. My brother messaged me the other day. He's like, oh, mate, I've discovered saunas. And they're all going to saunas now. And I'm like, the fucking country's a sauna. What do you need a sauna for? You know, like it's fucking hot outside all the time. But they're going in Badehosen, like in bathing suits. Yeah.
Yeah, so we were about to go into a sauna and Marian had her bikini on and then suddenly she didn't have her bikini on. And,
you're like,
and
hello.
She was like, you have to lose the trunks. And I'm like, you fucking what? Like, you can't go in the sauna with the trunks on. It's like, when were you going to tell me about this? And right, so we casually now strolled in there and everyone's kind of up naked and it's all on display. And
yeah, yeah.
And I'm sitting there whispering to Marion, going, what the fuck is going on with a guy dancing around with his towel and
yeah, yeah,
putting his thing on? And I got told off for das whispering. Ist a, shh.
Das ist aber was ganz
and that was my introduction to Austria. And I'm like, I should probably move to this place.
Yeah. I'm going to live here.
Das ist aber echt was ganz Spezielles, die Zeremonie des Saunameisters. Wenn er da so reinkommt und sich langsam, so, jetzt machen wir Latte Macchiato mit Mango heute. Und dann, na, schmieren Sie sich noch ein, bitte mit Salz, ja. Und dann fängt er langsam an, die sind wirklich most
and
casual
somebody,
überhaupt.
And then somebody opens the door and everybody's like, oh!
Ja, ja, ja. Und dann fängt er an.
Ja, yeah. And some old.
Und dann so, oh! Und er so, ja, nochmal, nochmal. Oh, das ist so geil, weil ich war mit dem Felix und zwei anderen Freunden waren wir in Bad Ischl. Und ich hatte auch immer große Probleme mit Nacktsein mit Freunden. Und wir sind jetzt alle schon über 30 und wir waren so irgendwie, ja, gehen wir halt in die Sauna, nochmal ausgehen. Am nächsten Tag, Leute, rausschwitzen, versteht's? Und wir waren dann alle so, fuck it. Und suddenly waren wir halt so vier Burschen einfach so nebeneinander sitzen, Schweiß tropft runter und danach haben wir uns mit Salz eingeschmiert. Das war
echt?
Ja, that escalated quickly. Aber es war sehr gut. Das
you're
kann
like,
ich jedem empfehlen.
You're like, Felix, can you get it? Can you get it in there?
Yeah. Yeah. Das Einzige, was ich wirklich nicht mag, ist, wenn es die Leute zu sehr embracen und sich so wirklich mit ihrem Schweiß so. Es gibt
oh, yeah.
Ganze, und die
or like
schmieren
the yogurt thing. Like the, bringing yogurt in and they start smearing yogurt and it's like making sounds like. So what the fuck are you doing?
It's like I draw you like one of my friends.
It's like
guys.
A horror film and then she looks at me like. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Und das größte Update sind diese Sauna oben.
Yeah, and then everybody justifies that like, it's really good for your skin. Yeah. And they're disgusted in you if you wear a Badehosen in there. They're really angry at you. Yeah, but it's an interesting moment in your integration in Austria, learning how to embrace your nakedness. But that's it from me.
Danke dir, danke euch. Schön, dass ihr da wart.
Wirklich.
Danke. Danke. Vikings, was geht?
Hey. Australia, go!
Vikings! Hey.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Wow, super.
Ich mag nicht mehr. Aha. Ich mag nicht mehr. Aha.
The Worst Guide to Living in Austria is a Worst Agency production, hosted by Jacob Moss and Gabriel Schascher-Schaffler. It's dropped every Monday and available everywhere you get your podcasts.